Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Lorraine Newman, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
I've been the whole night waiting with a great pumpkin, but I could have been out for tricks or treats. Halloween is over, and I've missed it. You blockhead!
And Roberts, just a reminder that we will play part two of our conversation with Ruta Lee during our second hour. We hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen are with us as we commemorate the premiere broadcast of It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, on CBS as part of This Week in TV History. Before we went to break, Tony was talking about how It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown reflects an era when it was still okay for kids to go out trick-or-treating by themselves and at night. Going back to It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, I don't remember whether this was in the special or the comic strip.
Okay.
But you mentioned Sally.
Yes.
And one of the punchlines, and I think Sally says this, and correct me if I got it wrong, but I could have gone, went for tricks or treats. I'd never seen that term before,
yeah.
But in Charlie Brown, it was tricks or treats. And
I could have had candy. Apples, candy, and gum.
Instead, I stayed here all night and saw nothing but a used dog. And the final panel, Snoopy takes umbrage at that used dog.
Yeah.
That sounds like a strip very close to the...
But I remember seeing that. I don't remember whether that made the special, but I remember seeing that in the strip.
Yeah. And remember, there was another storyline playing out simultaneously at the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown is narrating the story of the World War I flying ace. And, you know, Snoopy is not involved with Halloween. He is fighting the Red Baron.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two stories kind of coalesce, because when Linus thinks it's the Great Pumpkin, it's the silhouette. But it is Snoopy dressed as the flying ace.
And that's the first time we see the flying ace,
yeah.
Which of the Peanuts characters was the one who had problems with scissors?
That would be Charlie Brown.
Okay, I remember the tagline, "I got a rock," but I remember one had a.
Yes, because Charlie Brown cut way too many holes in the.
That's
feet.
Right. That's right.
He had a little trouble with the scissors.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And Pigpen, well, everybody knew who he was
because
he was still raising a cloud of dust.
Yeah. Of course, you talk about a simple time. They all, I think Lucy had a witch's mask, but pretty much everyone else wore sheets.
And I think she even had a sheet with her witch's mask.
Yeah.
And it was so simple, which is, again, part of the beauty of all of these specials, or the earliest specials.
When you were a kid, did you go trick-or-treating?
Oh, this is a painful topic for me. My mother hated Halloween with a passion. Hated it. She allowed us to go, but we never got the cool costumes. You know, it was like, well, I was growing up, my mother put patches on you. I was a pirate. I said, but I'm a girl. I want to be a princess. So never got the cool costumes, and usually 2 days after Halloween, all of my Halloween candy would disappear. My mother would throw it away. So it got to the point where I stopped going. It just wasn't. Tony has wonderful memories. Tony had fun. It was never fun for me.
Did you ever dress up as an adult?
No. I don't think so. Did I? Have I? No?
I don't. I'm still waiting for you to.
No, and I suppose I could be a princess now.
Yeah.
But.
Well, yeah, thanks to the Disney gift shops. Yeah, they make a fortune.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a tiara that you put on every once in a while. But it's also, I think, the ultimate irony is, you know, back in those days, you could get an apple.
Yes.
Something like that. Now,
without anything inserted into it.
Yeah. And, you know, the idea of things like that were viable and acceptable. Apples, right. Cookies, things like that.
Nickels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, pre-wrapped, you know, processed candies and food, the most unhealthy thing that you could be giving kids is probably the safest thing you could be giving them as well. Because that is a sad part of the whole thing. Fortunately, I guess somebody is making good money off of Halloween. Oh, every election year. I think every election year without fail, the candidates' Halloween masks. The top-selling mask always predicts the winner of the election.
I did not know that.
Yes.
During the presidential election years.
Yeah, another interesting tidbit of Halloween. And I think still the most selling mask is Richard Nixon. I don't think anybody's come close to that. But I don't think anybody's ever going to break that record.
Yeah.
And it's funny, the Peanuts franchise a few years later in 1972, You're Not Elected Charlie Brown, dealing with Linus's run for the school president. And how does he lose the election? I'd like to say a few words about the Great Pumpkin.
I hadn't remembered that one until you brought that up, and now I remember it.
Yes, and the two specials right now, I mean, now that they're running on ABC, we'll often run those two together. I think they usually like to have an hour block, so those two will usually run together.
I remember the
And
final
I think panel. it's a wonderful special. It's very funny.
I remember
funny.
The final panel of that in the comic strip. You have everyone's, the second to last strip, everyone is bursting and howling with laughter in the final strip, Linus says very quietly, I've blown the election.
I love the credits in The Great Pumpkin, because first of all, you have, before that, it is so sweet, Lucy going to the pumpkin patch in the middle of the night and kind of walking Linus.
It's afternoon. Right. It's afternoon.
No, but the Lucy taking Linus back home.
Right. Oh, at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
When, you know, she wakes up, she goes out to the pumpkin patch, and she's basically, you know, guiding him back and puts him to
she's
bed.
She's being big sister.
She's being a big
she's
sister.
She's being sweet.
Yeah. Which is unusual for Lucy.
But, you know, it was nice that they added that moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then the following afternoon, where it's just Charlie Brown and Linus at the brick wall, and Charlie Brown says, yeah, well, you know, I've done a lot of stupid things too. And Linus is outraged. And he goes on this rant, which is eventually muffled by the theme music. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as the camera is panning back, I love talking about cameras with animation.
Yeah.
But it's panning back, and the, I'd say, 2/3 of the top of the screen is the credits rolling. And little by little, Linus is getting muffled, and the music is overwhelming what he's saying. But you could still see this small animated character livid, fuming, enraged, and it's just the hands flailing as the last parts of the credit roll. I think the last thing that shows is, Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, and it has, you know, all the, the copyright information there, and his arms are still flailing, and Charlie Brown realizes that he said the wrong thing at the wrong time. But it is
just wait till next year.
Yeah. I mean, it is funny just to see a small boy, you know, and I think we've all had that as children, whatever upsets us, and I'll say the word pisses us off at that, you know, and you don't know, you know, whatever the thing's going to set you off, and you get on that rage, and I just, you know, I always had to watch until that last second, just because even though I don't know what he's saying at this point, you can just feel the rage of this character. It is, you know, adorable and just so beautifully done, and taking full advantage up to the last frame, the last second, the last frame of that episode, of that special,
and totally off. I think of all the specials, it's one of the most beautifully drawn, and the colors are the most beautiful.
Yeah,
something that we don't see on TV in terms of animation anymore. All hand done.
Yeah. All hand done. Childoftelevision.blogspot.com, childoftelevision.blogspot.com, also storysalon.com. Donna's 4-part novel series is now complete.
Yes, it is. The last book, Fall Again Reunion, was published a few months ago. You'll see where the story finally ends.
And to find out how the story begins and end, go to fallagainseries.com. Tony and Donna, we'll see you both next time. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.